AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here in your morning this week. And so welcome, everybody, to your Wednesday morning. I don't know. Should I do this now? Is this too much this early in the morning? I warn you, if you have children or dogs, someone who doesn't like this tone of voice, you're about to hear last night. A late night rally as Seattle beleaguered Seattle City Councilperson Kishama Sawant is reacting to the first results in from the King County Director of Elections. 53% of the voters as of 11 p.m. last night voting to approve her recall, or as some say, reject her. Well, guess what? She rejects you. And also, breaking news, Seattle is filled with radical right-wing racist Republicans, the dreaded triple R.
But the council member blames the recall effort on billionaire-backed interests supporting racist right-wing policies.
Our message throughout this recall fight has been...
I don't know that I can even go that far. How do you tell me, Brady. You're younger. You have better ears than I do. That's only 4 seconds. Do you want to hear the rest of it?
Do we need to?
Well,
which side are you on? Yeah. Working people and Black Lives Matter,
uh-huh,
or big business and the right wing?
Okay, there you go.
Best clip of the day already.
That I don't get it. Does she even know her district?
No.
That's what kills me. You know what? If you would describe yourself as right wing and you're in Madison Park, I'll donate $100 to the King County Humane Society in your name, or your anonymity, right wing Madison Parker. But I mean, talk about a boogeyman. I mean, this is classic, not classic socialist. This is classic communist. I mean, this is Orwell, or as I call him, Eric Blair. Orwell would be LMAOing on this if he heard this.
This recall fight has been, which side are you on? Yeah. Working people and Black Lives Matter, or big business and the right wing?
She's a seasoned...
Anyway, Bridger, the originator of this, Eric Moreno from Como 4, talked to him.
Council member, she knows the laws. She took an oath of office to uphold those laws. And so I'm going to call BS on her.
There you go. I'll answer if you call BS. I usually use my middle name, though. Oh, okay. Brady's waving, saying player again.
In airback interest, supporting racist right-wing policies.
Our message throughout this recall fight has been, which side are you on? Working people and Black Lives Matter, or big business and the right wing?
She's a seat.
Yeah, well, that's it. Clearly binary. Binary District 3. You know, that's the thing. Here's the rule of thumb. If you're high on a hill on District 3, you're okay in Sawant's world. But if you start going downhill towards the water, it's more right wing the further you get. And big business all over the place. So we'll see. I think there's going to be another release of numbers this morning around 8 a.m. And again, I mean, I get it. I'm a tank of gas away from her district. I'm an hour's drive with no traffic from her district. And most of you are, too. It's just that she has just been a attention suck. And I mean, like I say, around the country, it's over the past year and a half in Seattle that a actual sitting elected socialist is making waves in Seattle, and then they go to some, you know, classic B-roll of her, and then you get this.
Our message throughout this recall fight has been, which side are you on? Working people and Black Lives Matter, or big business and the right wing?
You know what's crazy is she's going to her notes like every other word. It's like, how hard is that to remember? I heard it once and I can remember. her false binary choice. But anyway, of course, if you're wondering, gigantic red banner behind her with white lettering, and all that. I don't know, folks. Have you been out doing the shopping? You know, there's a large holiday coming up, and if you. If you're just waking up, hey, good for you. If you're in your car, awesome for you. If you missed it last night, right as I was going to bed around 10, somebody burned the Fox Christmas tree down outside of Fox Square in Manhattan. And it's not a tree per se, but it's a conical lattice work that goes up. It looks like it went up like four stories. And then it was festooned, with boughs, so it looked like a real tree, but it was wired. And they called it the All-American Christmas tree, and beautiful lit, and the whole thing. Anyway, somebody lit it on fire. They're in custody, and so today you're gonna see something along the lines of a loud, nationally famous. Oh, okay. Here's this. You're going to hear something like the football spiking that happened when Joe Rogan got COVID, because Joe Rogan was anti-vaccine and anti-mask and all that. And then, he got COVID, and he took stupid Joe Rogan took a horse dewormer, which was actually a human therapy prior to its alternate use in veterinary settings. But you know what I'm talking about. Anytime a politician who said something radical like people should have a choice about their own bodies, anytime they got the generally light cold that is COVID, there was general football spiking on the left wing TV and the whole thing. And here's the deal. I've been scanning through your CNN and your MSNBC this morning. And I would just caution them, because this was an act of arson. Maybe the guy was insane. I haven't seen any rundown, except that there's a suspect in custody because he was on video and stuff. And that lovely Shannon Bream was on the air, and it was towards the end of her 9 o'clock hour. And it's live. So it's past midnight in New York, and this happened. Anyway, got in custody. And you got to watch it if you're a network that takes joy in bad things happening to Fox, because, your Christmas tree, say, we're outside where NBC is, and you open up the Today Show every morning in December with a shot of that tree. I would just say, if I were you, I would denounce the arson, the nonsensical, insane act of torching a Christmas tree outside of Fox. But no word about motivation, so you should probably shut up about it anyway. But you're going to see over this Christmas tree, you're going to see basically a Joe Rogan spike on that one. Yeah, so daughter and I... We're moving in. It's a work in progress. It's like a whatchamacallit hunt. What's it called when they give you a list of stuff and you have to look for the things?
Like a witch hunt?
Yes, a witch
hunt. Scavenger hunt?
Scavenger hunt. That's what I'm looking
for.
I
didn't know which one you were going towards, but.
I don't know. Have you been on a witch hunt? Are you on one now?
I can't talk about that.
Okay, so. So it's been a scavenger hunt looking for new appliances, because none are in stock, because they're bobbing on a ship off of Long Beach in Southern California. So then, thing two is, well, what about going Maytag? Because they're made in Iowa. And what about getting stuff for my daughter's room and for the house and all that? No joy. No luck. No luck in the Burien. No luck at the IKEA. No. And I'll tell you why right after this. I'll tell you why right after. And here's the thing. We're going to get traffic, but
this recall fight has been, which side are you on?
Exactly. It is 770 KTTH. Brian Suits in here. Which side are you on? Let's find out with right-way traffic.
Working people and Black Lives Matter are big business and the right wing.
You know, I have to get a visa to even enter Seattle because I'm because of all the right wingers that Seattle is so afraid of. It's Brian Suits back here, 770 KTTH, and overnight, what they're describing as minors, and then in the TV report we saw on Como, they said children, but. Two people who were of age to drive but couldn't vote to recall Sawant last night shot. There was a report in Tukwila on Tukwila International Boulevard around 1 a.m. for a shooting. There have been, if you've noticed, if you've been paying attention, there has been a spate of gunplay, he said, without any sense of irony, in the Seattle area the past, you know, week and a half, I'd say maybe since Thanksgiving. And more gunplay last night. Two minors were shot in Tukwila early Wednesday, clinging to life at the hospital. So shooting around 1 a.m., the Tukwila PD, who will feature in the story a little later on, pretty much the best crime report so far this of the week in Seattle area. They get there. No one was found when they got to the scene, but signs of a shooting were found, meaning, you know, empty brass. Meanwhile, not long later, though, police were told two young victims had pulled up to a Highline hospital with gunshot wounds. Victims were transported to Harborview. So nothing further. So they self-evacuated or somebody drove them to a hospital from the shooting, not calling 911. So just looking at how things line up. Just kind of curious, but 1 a.m. miners gunplay, Tukwila. That's the three legs of your stool on that one. So we'll see more. But there's definitely been an uptick in firearm involved stories and that sort of thing. So so the deal is, I go to large. Locally owned warehouse store, and I flash my membership because you gotta be a member. And I'm looking for a washer drawer combo, the thing where you have the washer above and it stacks, and then you just go right into the dryer below it, and the whole thing. And they're not in stock. And then I break down. I go to a large home improvement based store, same thing. And then I go to a small furniture store where that says appliances. And you know, I mean, it's supporting a local business, but you know that you're going to pay way more than you have to. And the only thing they can promise is that Maytag, because they're made in Iowa, may be coming in at the end of this week, maybe next week. But some of the parts are from China and they're sitting on a boat off of California. And the whole thing. So it's so then I go to Craigslist because, you know, I don't care. I can go. I don't have to buy it. But if it looks like it's in good condition and they'll deliver it for an extra $100, whatever, I'll do that. Still can't find anything. So anyway, they don't. Are they an advertiser? Large Swedish self-assembly furniture store? I've never heard of them.
I haven't heard of them, especially here. No.
All right. IKEA. And I mean, I get it. It's, you know, the reason you go there is because it doesn't break the bank and some of the furniture is really cool. They have great, you know, great little space saving things and all that. Is it made by slave Uyghur labor in Western China? Some say it may be there. In a legally binding sense, I don't know. But I make a deal with the devil and I kind of like some of the IKEA stuff. So we go there yesterday. I tootle on home turned right around, come back to Burien, and I lower all the seats in my – it's not a soccer mom van because I've got six rows of seating. And I can lower the third row, and that's dog room. It's amazing. Then I can lower the second row, and that's like big dog room. And so now I can transport anything back home that IKEA sells. So we're ready. We're set. We even take our own bags because, of course, every time you go there, you pay $1.99 for another blue bag to sit around the house. So we take our blue bags, and everything that she wanted, and she wants bookshelves, and I want bookshelves. I'm a gigantic reader, and then oddly enough, her seeing me read all the time has made her start reading. It's the oddest thing. And I buy her an Xbox and a Nintendo Switch. And I say, what is this thing for? It's just sitting here. And she says, no, I'd rather read. And I'm like, who are you? So anyway, we buy bookshelves. I mean, we're looking for bookshelves. Everything, you know, and when you go to IKEA, you look at the tag. At the very bottom, it says, you know, aisle two, bin eight, and all that. Everything says temporarily unavailable. Everything she wants, everything I, more importantly, everything I want, temporarily unavailable. And I go to my man and I said, my man, is if I download your app, are you going to update inventory on that? Can I search by store? You know, what's the dealio, yo? And I said, is it sitting offshore off of Long Beach? And he went, yeah, it is. And I mean, of course, there's if you had to pay more to get what was in stock, I would have paid more. That's part of how inflation works, see, folks. The other part is when the government just prints money, like such as now. But so anyway, very frustrating because it's a, you know, I know I'm not alone when I say that. But like when you carve out time to go to large Swedish, you know, self-assembly hex wrench store. It's, you know, you got to really mark out a block, you know, like 3 or 4 hours because it's usually crowded. So that's why yesterday was great. It's like, okay, yeah, Tuesday, 11 a.m. This is perfect. Nobody there. Also, no inventory there. So there was no people and no inventory. And I wonder if there was a correlation. And I asked another person, is that the reason there's no one here? Because it's Tuesday now at 12:30. Or is it because there's nothing here? And she revealed, the word's out. The word's out. Word around the campfire is we're out of stock on cool stuff. We've got an entire floor of stuff no one else wants, and that's in stock. But otherwise, stuff people want is all gone. So believe me, I'm also feeling the pain. I'm feeling. And you know what? If I'm feeling Sawant's pain, then you have to.
Our message throughout this recall fight has been,
where's the IKEA stuff? He said, grabbing the mic from her, and then she wrestled the mic back.
Which side are you on?
I'm on inventory side.
Working people and Black Lives Matter or big business and the right wing?
Big business, right wing. Big business, right wing. Inventory. I'm on this. You know what? I'm on the side of all people and inventory. I'm an inventory side. So little PO'd. Do I seem a little ripe? Like I should be washing clothes at this point, Brady? Or are you being too polite to not tell me? Say second one.
Oh, I'm just being very polite. I don't want you to be mad at me today.
I stood closer to my Old Spice this morning than usual. But it would be nice to get this all hooked up. But the market forces are conspiring against us. There was breaking news, dramatic breaking news about the Omicron variant's resistance to vaccine boosters. And if you're someone who is maybe prone to putting things together as a conspiracy, you're going to love this. But we'll get to it. Dr. Anthony Fauci setting a new personal record for admitting that a variant may just be kind of a nasty cold, kind of a janky cold. But we'll get to all that here in just a second. It is Brian Suits in here. Early in the morning. Good morning, everybody. 770 KTTH. Let's get you to work with your right way traffic. Dare Scorpions. And that's fitting. 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here, because Angela Merkel, former East German chemist, just handed over via election and within her own party because they won the chancellorship. She just handed the, after 83 years as Chancellor of Germany, officially as of now, Olaf Scholz best known in America as the wacky snowman from Frozen, is now the chancellor of Germany. And what does it mean for NATO and all that? Really nothing. But anyway, best of luck in retirement to the former East German chemist with a mysterious background that no one ever wants to talk about, who's long reign, 17 years, I think, as chancellor of Germany. Speaking of long reign, how about that Anthony Fauci, everybody? Because, see, if you do whatever he says without questioning, that you'll stick it to Trump, who was once president of the United States well over a year ago. But anyway, if you love Fauci, then you're part of the resistance is what that is. So anything he says is gospel because he's infallible. Well, if that's so, then dig, if you will, this picture, because you're seeing a default in the media about a variant. It's a new variant. Let's get a team coverage on this new variant. And let's not call it the XI variant, because though it's pronounced Z, it's spelled she, so we can't do that. The Omicron variant, which early reports came out of South Africa that it was very transmissible, but it was very mild, kind of like a cold. And again, because it's science, quick reminder, the common cold oftentimes is one of four coronavirus. And we have absolutely no idea when they were introduced into the human immune system. Maybe one of them was 40,000 years ago in the Loire Valley of France, as two Neanderthals from competing tribes fought over a dead mammoth. We don't know. Maybe one of them came along 500 years ago and killed millions. We don't know. All we know is they're now part of the landscape inside of your guts. So anyway, the director of the National Institutes of Infectious, Dr. Anthony Fauci, in less than 10 days after naming the variant, or at least it taking over our media panic porn industry, Anthony Fauci said this last night. And by the way, do we have to attribute it? We don't have to, but he said this, and it's on the public record. He said this yesterday.
It's too early to be able to determine the precise severity of disease, but inklings that we are getting, and we must remember these are still in the form of anecdotal, but hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll get a much clearer picture. But it appears that with the cases that are seen, we are not seeing...
Oh, wait, pause it for a second. I have to get ready for a spit take. And remember, this is Mr. We don't do inklings and we don't do anecdotes and all that. Okay. All right. Ready? Roll it.
Via profile of disease. In fact, it might be, and I underscore might, be less severe, as shown by the ratio of hospitalizations.
I'm sorry. What did he say? It might be less severe. And this is Mr. Don't go off half-cocked and the whole thing. If he's saying that now, then he's hanging his hat on what is being widely reported, is that more people are getting it. So by definition, there's going to be more vulnerable people, maybe more people going to the hospital. But the death rate amongst the infected or the hospitalized is not nearly as high as even the Delta variant or this time last year. You know, it peaked, the entire thing peaked worldwide in January and February of this year. So can you rewind that to when he says the word less severe? Now that I'm over my spit take, now that my childish stunt, frankly, is has spent itself, here's actually what he said.
Be less severe, as shown by the ratio of hospitalizations per number of new cases. However, this could be influenced by the fact that many in this particular cohort are young individuals.
Because I should point out that they all were young individuals so far. So, but what are they paying him? There's Jason Rantz again on Fox. What? So, and how do you get that gig? So anyway, Jason Rantz is on Fox right now, so I'm just pointing that out. And he's talking about 911. Portland police revealed that your 911 call just might, by the way, not be answered in the order that it was received.
Obviously need several hundred more than that. The police department believe they need about 1,100 officers to truly keep the city safe. But at the same time, what you saw was a huge decrease in 911 call operators to the point.
Well, I was going to get to that story, Jason. So thanks. Anyway, he's on Harris Faulkner right now. And but please continue listening to 770 KTTH and patronize our sponsors. And you can DVR it and see him later. This is what was interesting. This morning was, so I'm driving in, minding my own business this morning and scanning around because I was mainly interested in the coverage of the Fox Christmas tree burning. Not the traditional Nordic Yule burning after the new year, but somebody torched it and they're in custody and it's Paul Tanahama, 49-year-old Craig Tamanaha. So if you know him, he needs bail. So anyway, they're talking about coronavirus, the whole thing, and the what I was saying earlier about if you need a couple things to put together to confirm your conspiracy theory, you got them this morning. When Willie Geist, who's the Major Healy of this particular I Dream of Jeannie called Morning Joe, he broke in with breaking news about the Omicron variant.
And Joe, the vaccines Mr. and Mrs. Are working. And if you were around everybody who's been vaccinated, man, they're working.
Willie's got breaking news
and
on
even
that,
as you've been talking on this very topic, news. Joe, Pfizer and BioNTech just announced initial lab studies show a third dose, the booster of their COVID-19 vaccine, neutralizes the Omicron variant. That is.
Whoa. You're saying that a pair of pharma companies are announcing that their vaccines neutralize the Omicron variant.
Vaccinated, man, they're working.
Willie's got breaking news
and
on that.
And even as you've been talking on this very topic, Joe, Pfizer and BioNTech just announced initial lab studies show a third dose, the booster of their COVID-19 vaccine, neutralizes the Omicron variant. That is incredible.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Last night on Come 04, we found out that a toaster oven fell from the convention center overpass and it hit a car on I-5. That's breaking news. So on the one hand, you're going to say, well, of course, I roll. Pfizer and BioNTech come out and say, hey, what luck. Here's even more reason to get a new booster, new variant, new booster. They've been testing their vaccine against the Omicron variant now for apparently 14 days, okay? So I don't know that is time to yield a result, but they do, and so they reveal that. So that's where I don't go for the, which I think the path of least resistance is, they answer to stockholders. So, of course, they're going to immediately claim that so that they can get more government money and make more money. They may have even invented the Omicron variant or something, or they're currently working on the Pi variant, which how much you want to bet they don't name a variant Pi for the Greek letter. But I don't know. We'll see. Because people in English, they might think that it leaves a apple strudel taste in your mouth or something, but. To hear that first flush, you're going to say, well, you know, now what? Johnson & Johnson says, no, their vaccination works better than on the Omicron variant. And so if you're prone to conspiracy theories, there's your ammo for that. And meanwhile... in left-wing media, they're absolutely praising mandates. Okay, and they're pointing out that all these stupid Republican congressmen who are busy trying to recall Sawant, they had to have five vaccines to enter first grade or whatever. Okay, you know that's a really tired old point, because when your child was two or three, if the doctor came high stepping out of the waiting room and said, hey, we have an experimental new vaccine to stop your kid from getting smallpox. It's just been invented, and it's just available now. Would you have allowed little Teddy Cruz to get it? It's a really stupid point. We have decades of data on those. To remind everybody, it's December 2021. The vaccines were introduced a year ago, okay, a year and a month ago, right? And so if I have a concern, and I'll tell you, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccination. If I have a concern, that would be it, except that Trump threw a bunch of money at it. Unlike prior trials, he threw a ton of money at it. So the issue of having only a couple thousand people was not an issue. Tens of thousands of people were in on the clinical trials. So I'm confident in the model because I know how that stuff works. Just that if you're interested in public confidence, it doesn't help, you know, that BioNTech and Pfizer this morning are saying, what luck, what an amazing coincidence. Our vaccine works as a great booster to neutralize the Omicron. Back in a second. It is Brian Susan here on 770 KTTH. Let's get you to work with Right Way Traffic. KTTH. It is Brian Sitz here this week, here in the morning, and that is Blue Oyster Cult. And so the, oh, by the way, I meant to bring it in. I'm I've never asked, do you have any dietary restrictions, staff of Brady?
I do not.
Do you eat meat?
Yes,
I eat meat. How about this? Wild boar bacon.
I mean, I don't think I've ever had boar in general, but I mean, it sounds like it could be good.
Here's kind of the trick. It tastes like regular bacon. However, it's a wild boar, and so anyway, I'm in love with the new meat store, and it's close to me. I don't want to say its name because I don't want to give too much away. But I'll just say it's very, very close to a large federal military installation to our south. And I mean, eye popping stuff. And I got boar bratwurst and I'm thinking, oh, Brian wins. I won the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. I just Pearl Harbored my stomach with wild boar brats. Can't wait to get home and honk one of these fatties. I turn around and there's another freezer wild boar bacon in there, and so I totally win double Pearl Harbor to my stomach, and I've hunted Russian boar in Northern California, and then there's boar hunts out on the peninsula because they are varmints, you know, they're not indigenous. I mean, there are farmers out, you know, Quilcene, that area. They'll be like, yes, please. Come and slaughter these pigs because they're pigs. They will eat anything you grow, and the whole thing. And there have been a couple different, you know, waves of them on the peninsula and all the way down to Shelton and all this. Here's the thing about wild boar. The reason pigs are tasty, the reason bacon is the greatest invention of mankind, is because of the fat. That, you know, the fat gives it flavor. That's the deal. And Russian boar, proper wild boar, they run around all day long. You know, that's to their detriment. They're cut. They're yoked. You know, they're ready. There's almost no fat on them. And so it's a way different, you know, as I say, it's more gamey or whatever. But so anyway, I'm telling everybody, I can't find appliances, but I can find wild boar bacon. I'm just not going to tell any of you where to get it. Well, speaking of gamey, how is the recall of Seattle City Councilperson Kshama Sawant, 3rd District? How is that going? Let's get an update. As of last night, it was 53, boot her, and 46.8-something, no keep her, and screw all those right-wingers in Seattle. Let's go to King 5 for the latest. Let's unmute it.
Later today, the preliminary results show that Sawant might be losing her seat.
Yeah, right now, 53% in District 3 voting to remove her from office. 47% say no. King 5's Kayla Lafferty tracking this here live in the studio this morning. What could the...
Okay, so in other words, no difference from 6 a.m. Well, so anyway, King, I believe... When the King County employees are able to enter the tight ring of security that King County has on its buildings downtown, they'll get back to counting, and we'll find out. We'll get an update hopefully before we're off the air. But here's the thing: the hard number is 17,000.
The preliminary results show that Sawant might be losing her seat.
There we go. So the raw numbers are 17,048, saying that Sawant and her full seat should be kicked to 15,055. So it's approximately 2,000 vote separation, and that yields a 53% to 47%. Gap. So could that did she rally the lazy, the socialists, the commies, and people bad at math who couldn't be bothered to open the envelope in the first place? Did she rally them to open the envelope and check one box and then go all the way to a King County voting box and drop it in there? We don't know. We'll find out. But this is and this is also important. So it's 53-47, and this is with 73% of the vote in. That doesn't mean it's counted. Stand by, because I've been Logan'd before by King County, so I don't know. I do not know, but we'll get another dump. But anyway, a 6% gap is one more count, one another tranche of votes could tie it up, you know, or whatever. But still, are you telling me, according to Sawant, according to what we played 20 minutes ago, she thinks that 17,048 people, and she's probably keeping a list, 17,048 people are radical right-wing Republicans or big business. Because those are the choices. I mean, she said, you're either for renters' rights. Where have we heard that, you know, siren song before? And Black Lives Matter. Or you're a right winger. And so there's 17,048 people who say, I'm a right winger. I'm for big business. I can do math. Other things like that. 15,055 are saying, I can't do math. The people should take a vote on how many planes Boeing makes, tax Amazon, and all that. Not to be all stream of consciousness on you, but I'm assuming a lot of you out there this time of year are waiting for stuff to be delivered so that you can, wrap it and take it for Christmas and all that. Those of us who lean forward in the saddle, and this is my first year of officially leaning forward in the saddle and getting Christmas gifts, daughter and I have been waiting for three packages now for a day and a half, and Amazon Web Service got, I should know this, it was either a glitch or a hack or whatever, but it's affecting a whole bunch of stuff beyond Amazon. But we're sitting here updating update order, nothing, and then we had a bunch of things that were delivery by 10 p.m. So that's part of the reason I stayed up until 10 p.m. and saw the Fox Christmas tree burn down in New York. Because I was actually thinking, well, I'm just assuming there's porch pirates in the neighborhood. I'm going to go down to the mailbox or, the guy drives up the driveway. I'm going to be awake when the package arrives. 10 p.m. came, 10 p.m. went, nothing. And I'm going to take a wild stab and say I'm not the only person out there. Surgeon General is warning that there's a pandemic caused by the pandemic, and it's the mental health of our teenagers next hour. There's going to be hearings today. That young, edgy millennial senator, Sidney Blumenthal, is going to be questioning Instagram today at the Senate. Back in a second, Brian Suits in here for 770 KTTH. Let's check in with your right-way traffic.